Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running on this Tuesday, November the 17th, 2020. 16 and a half minutes past the hour, and here we are, another day of information, another day of news. Now remember, the phone lines will be open today, as they always are, 740-383-9944. And I think we got a lot of information yesterday that was very important from the listening audience about things going on with family members, how people feel about what's going on during this COVID spike that we're in right now. And trust me, coming in every morning and talking about this pandemic is not the most fun thing to do, but we're in an interesting stage right now, and we want to educate, we want to inform here, we want to keep everybody abreast of what's going on, so we're going to continue to do this as much as we can, as little as we can, while still being able to have some fun while getting you the information, and hopefully that's what we're able to do. 740-383-9944. Now, we did get some interesting information yesterday because it was thought that because of what Governor DeWine said last Wednesday during his press conference, that if things did not turn around by this Thursday, which it doesn't look like they're going to, according to the numbers that we're seeing, that restaurants and fitness centers and bars would be shut down. Well, I think the governor yesterday realized that the numbers were not turning around, and by Thursday, there was not going to be this great turnaround. So the governor came on yesterday. Well, the governor, I don't necessarily know that he came on, but he said that he's not looking to do a shutdown this time. He wants to do a slowdown. That's the big word and thing we're seeing. That's the big quote we're seeing on all the television, radio, stations and newspapers this morning. He wants to do a slowdown, not a shutdown. So we don't know what that means, but apparently we're going to find out today. But the idea, I guess, is that we're moving too fast. We've got to slow down. We've got to do things a little differently. And I guess one thing he's looking at, which I just read this, you know, I'm getting this information like you are, and I read this in a newspaper article, was some kind of a curfew. Now, I don't really understand. The article I read, it was a business curfew, and apparently it would last from 10 o'clock at night until 6 o'clock in the morning. So I guess businesses could not operate from 10 o'clock at night until 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, this I don't really understand. Not that maybe that would not help, but is that when businesses really have a lot of people in them? 10 p.m. at night until 6 o'clock in the morning? I know a lot of businesses have not went back to 24 hours operation yet anyway. And I would guess if you were going to go into a business, the best chance you would have to be 6 feet apart from somebody might be midnight or 3 o'clock in the morning. I would think the busy times are 5 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe 7 o'clock in the morning. Those might be the busy times. So I'm not really sure about this curfew. it's not a real thing yet. It's just an article I was reading. And I don't fault the governor for looking at it, because at this point, I think he's doing everything. Because, see, the governor at this point has got a big dilemma. And I think it's a dilemma none of us would want. And I certainly wouldn't want it, because I don't know the answer to it. The dilemma the governor has got right now is the numbers are going up higher than they've ever gone before. There are more people hospitalized than ever before, and the hospitals are being overrun. So you can't let that continue to happen, because that's eventually going to end very badly. So you got that on one hand. And then the other hand, you've already shut the businesses down once this year. If you do it again, especially during the holiday season, it's going to be lights out for a lot of those businesses. So that's problem number two. So those are your two problems. And I think he's trying to find a way to keep the businesses open while not continuing to fill up the hospitals. But to be honest with you, I really don't know if there's a way to do it. I just don't know. Because it doesn't seem like people are... You can control what people are doing when they're in public. You know, I have seen grocery stores and department stores, they now have people at the door who make sure you're wearing a mask. Because they do not want to be... fined or shut down by the worker Bureau of Workers' Compensation. So, you know, that happened last week, and that's understandable. But I don't know if that's where the problem was happening, because more people, I would imagine, are wearing the masks in grocery stores and department stores than anywhere else, because this has been a thing for a while now. Now, at home, probably not. Getting together with friends? Probably not. Getting together after a football game? Probably not. Getting together at weddings, funerals, whatever it may be? Probably not. And that seems to be where the problem is. But I think it also is people are shopping. I was at the listen, this is the busiest time of year for grocery stores. This next 2 week period. Always has been. It's right before Thanksgiving. It's the busiest time of the year for grocery stores, leading up to next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, is the busiest day of the year for grocery stores. It's as busy this year, if not busier, than it has ever been in recent memory. The stores were mobbed yesterday for Monday. Monday before Thanksgiving. And how is this going to get as we lead into Thanksgiving? Now, yes, everybody's got a mask on in the store, but there's no way people are 6 feet apart. And I would really love to know, I think maybe the only hope we've got at this particular point of keeping businesses open and keeping people out of the hospital, we've got to take this. Do you remember when they put the number it wasn't a law, but a suggestion. They put this number of people you could have in a store based upon the size. It was half of the occupancy. Well, I don't think people realized what the occupancy was of a lot of these stores. Because to my knowledge, nobody has ever been kicked out of a store because of occupancy, certainly in Marion, Ohio. Because the occupancy is so high that stores never reach occupancy, and stores never really even reach half occupancy at one time. So maybe you just need to pare that down to a number. Forget the occupancy of a store, no matter how big it is. Maybe you just need to make that no more than 50 people in a store at a time. Because if you think about that, 50 people in a store is probably manageable. Now, will that make life more difficult for people trying to shop? Well, of course it will. Will that make people more difficult? Will that make life more difficult for people who are buying Christmas gifts? And they are, so we might as well not pretend that they're not. Yes, it will. But that might work. Because I just still find it hard to believe, and I'm not a doctor, but I just still find it hard to believe, when they call this community spread, I'm still not exactly sure what the definition of that is. Because I just can't imagine it's all private parties and getting together for football games and all that. I'm sure a lot of that's going on, and I'm sure that is a lot of spread, but I just can't imagine that it has nothing to do with the stores, has nothing to do with the restaurants, has nothing to do with the bars. I just can't imagine that it has nothing to do with them, because that's where most people are congregating these days. And I'll tell you right now, people are not stopping from having big Thanksgiving dinners. I saw it yesterday. Guaranteed. People are buying a lot of food. So, you know, you can't control what people do in their own homes. You can only suggest it. But I would just put an occupancy level on the store. Because you know what that would do? All these people who are going out to buy these big meals, they're going to have to wait. They're going to have to think twice. Because they're only going to have so much time in the store, and they're only going to be allowed in at certain times. So maybe it's this curfew, and it's this store occupancy. Just make the store occupancies all 50 people. 50 people. That's it. Now, that's me. I'm not the governor. I'm not privy to all the inside information, but that's what I would do. If you don't want to close the businesses. And I can understand not wanting to close the businesses because you don't want to put people out of work. And you've also got a whole problem with tax money. You know, the tax revenue is a big deal. You know, the state takes that tax money. Well, if your business is closed, you're not making any money, so you're not making any taxes, so that money's not going anywhere. So that's a whole other problem. Now, what do you think? And does anybody else have a plan? Because to be honest with you, somebody better come up with a plan, and we better get realistic with the plan. And the plan probably is not going to be shutting down the businesses at this point, because even though the governor threatened that last week, it looks like he's trying to avoid that at all costs, because now he's using this slowdown line instead of a shutdown. Needs to slow down. So what do you think? 740-383-9944. What do you think of the store occupancy idea? I just think that would do something. You know, you've already got the mask thing in place where we've got somebody in the lobby checking people for masks. Okay, that's good. Now, why don't you take that person and make sure that there were only 50 people in that store at any given time? I would think that would have to help to some certain degree. And the law still does not make little kids wear the masks. Now, I'm not sure that it should, because I'm sure there's a reason that little kids should not wear masks. But I think little kids can be carriers of this illness, especially for the elderly. So it's all very obtuse right now. But remember, the goal here again is, let's not fill up the hospitals. Filling up the hospitals is going to be the bad part of this. Also, somebody called in yesterday and thought that I had misquoted the number of people getting coronavirus. As far as one in, you know, so many people are getting it in Ohio. Now, I think that person might have been listening to a repeat, because I think yesterday on this show, and I don't know what I say from day to day, but yesterday on this show, I think what I said was 1 in 40 people are getting it. Now, the person who called in said something about 1 in 30 that he had read in the Marion Star this past week, and that might be right, that 1 in 30 people are getting it. I do know people are having trouble getting their test results back. I think it's like 5 days now that people are waiting to get their test results back from this coronavirus test. So here we are again. But if my numbers are wrong, tell me, because I don't have any inside information, to be honest with you. You know, I'm just reading what you're reading and trying to come on here and talk about it every morning, because it's important. So there you have it. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And I hope you do call in, because I know a lot of people are listening, because when we did the Family Feud yesterday, we had a lot of calls, and I appreciate that. I appreciate when people call in. And I really appreciate when people call in with their opinions and thoughts on things that are going on. Because, as I say, I don't have any inside information. I'm reading the same newspapers and internet articles and watching the same television and listening to the same radio that you are. So I don't have any inside information, and I don't have any great insight into these problems any more than you do. So here we go. Phone call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Oh, good. Good to hear from you. How you been?
Oh, I've been terrific, man. I mean, hey, other circumstances and so on and so forth. So here we go. I've got to be done. You know, age has a whole lot to do with, you know, you got to have, you know, hey. I, what can I say? I'm just terrific.
Good, good. How's the wife doing?
Hey, she is not having a very good... she can't say that. She is fighting the shingles.
Ooh.
Ooh, she's had them once. She had them back... Oh, I thought they was getting better. You know, about gone. She's had them probably two months or longer.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
They're just about to drive her up the wall where they did. And now she thinks she looked at them. She wanted me to look at them this morning. And it looked like they're coming back. The same place she had them before.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I don't know. But anyway, she's not doing all that good. But so Scott, we don't hardly go anywhere. We get out and go in the car. But if we get any, you know, we go to the restaurants, we call our food in and blah, 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 whatever. We go through the drive-thru all the time. We don't never go in to eat. That's out of the question for us. And really, truly, you know, what can I say about spreading this virus? It's catching. It's got to be catching. And we got to be spreading it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're in a mess right now.
I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, how'd it get there? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, do
it's
you...
It's out there, and it's... You know, if you don't try to protect yourself, and you fill a man or whoever, you're going to get it or you're going to spread it, one or the other. So, the only thing I could say... is respect yourself, and if you don't want to wear a mask, that's fine, but don't get around somebody else and maybe affect them or get it from them. If you're in the public, which I've been sitting here listening to you talk about getting together and so on and so forth in the grocery stores and bars or whatever, why you mess if it's all possible? Now, I know you can't go in a restaurant and eat with that thing on. Now, I know that. But the majority of people go in there and sit down and eat where they could call it in, pick it up, take it home. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we do all the time. We never go in a restaurant to eat. I miss that. I miss that something fierce. And another place... go to church. People say, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. You catch it there to save you anywhere else. Now, let's face it. But it's amazing that the smaller stores, I'm not gonna mention them, smaller stores that you know, you get pretty well everything, pretty well. You know what? You know what I'm talking about. It's amazing how many people will run in there and run back out with no mask on whatsoever. Well, I'm just going to be in there for a couple of minutes. That don't make no difference. When you go inside of that door, you're subject to spread it or catch it. When you're spacing, when you're inside. Now, you know that as well as I do. But it's amazing. Just go to these, You know what I'm talking about. Go to these little stores that you can buy things and so on and so forth, a quarter, 5 and 10 stores, put it that way. They are busy. It's amazing how many people goes in and out, in and out, in and out. And watch and see how many runs in there with no mask and back out. What kind of a problem would it be to put that dadgum mask on and run in and get what you want and come back out and pull it off? What kind of a problem would that be, Scott?
Well, you're exactly right, but what I can't figure out is, because I'm listening to the governor, and today he's going to tell us that we need to slow down, not shut down, which we're not sure what that means yet. But what I don't understand is, I understand that people are having parties in their house. I understand that people are getting together and not wearing a mask at home. And we can't do anything about that. We can't tell people what to do in their home. I get it. But what I don't understand is, I can't imagine with the way the numbers have spiked, and I'm sure that's some of the problem, but with the how high they are, I can't imagine it's just with people doing things at home. That would not seem right to me.
Well, you got to go back to the respect for yourself and other people. Now, if you got your relation or whatever it is, pretty well visits you all the time. Now there you go. They ought to know where they've been out in public, subject to catch it. They should not come into your home, regardless, brother, sister, nephew, cousin, friend, whatever. There you go. Now we're getting back to respect. You got to respect the other people. You can't hardly turn a close relative away from your home. But there's two sides to that. There's your ones that's going to come in, and there's the ones that's there. So, if you get right down to think about it, this respect is about as close as you can put on this virus.
Well, I can tell you, I was at the grocery store yesterday, and if that's any indication of what people are going to be doing on Thanksgiving, there's going to be big get-togethers.
Scott, what I'm afraid of, I don't even want to think about it, but it crosses your mind. If our front expanders like our teachers, like our nurses and doctors, they're going to get overran. And what are they going to do? I mean, you can't go to the doctor, you can't go to the hospital if there ain't no place for you. You understand what I'm saying? If they're called for, what are they going to do with you? And your doctors gets maybe, down and out. Your nurses, I feel for them, what they got to go through with to try to keep these people, help these people, which they can't do a whole lot about, some of them. But it's still got to take effect on our doctors and our nurses. All of our front row, front head responders, whatever y'all even want to put it. Look what a responsibility that you're putting on them. Now, these people that gets out here and runs around, I don't care about the virus, I'll get it, blah, 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 blah. I don't feel too sorry for that person, because he's not helping anybody, not helping himself, and not helping anybody else either. So if that's what you want to do, I don't got too much respect for you, but you got to respect the other person, the other people. And if they do that, they've not done either one.
But I keep trying to figure out what happened, because I remember back in June, we opened back up the zoos and we opened back up the amusement parks and we did all that, and we put this mask order in, and the numbers did come down. So we were okay to have all these businesses open. We were okay to have these amusement parks open. Our numbers came way down, and just recently in the last month, 4 or 5 weeks, yep, they have started to come back up. So I'm wondering, nothing has really changed as far as businesses being open or wearing the mask. So what happened in the last 5 weeks that's causing this spike?
Let me tell you now, Let me tell you, really, I'd say a good 60 to 70% of it during this campaign. These people out here campaigning. I stay at home and I watch a lot of TV. I mean, yeah, it's all I got to do. I get tired of walking back and forth through the house. Got a path for it now. Carpet, well. But anyway, if you follow these campaigns and look at all the bad gun people, just look at some places, thousands of them, and 99% of them didn't have a bit of protection whatsoever.
That was interesting.
Our president, I hate to say, but a president says we've turned the corner. I mean, he says, hey, we've turned the corner. It's going down. We about got it whipped. And we got a virus coming out. Vaccine, I mean. Look at all them people that he congregated with. Well, look at it. Look at his staff in the White House. Hey, we turned the corner, didn't we? We've turned the corner, straight up. And I don't know the answer. If people don't take heed, if they've had the information enough, to our scientists out there, I tell them exactly what to do, and they do the opposite. So what do you do? What do you do with people like that? What do you do?
Well, that becomes the problem. I mean, now they're being forced in grocery stores and department stores to put them on. There's somebody usually standing in the lobby now telling them to put it on or you can't come in. So this is a new thing since last week. And that's probably helpful. But the stores are busy. And, you know, I don't know what people are doing at home. I know people aren't wearing masks at home. And it's an odd thing to wear a mask at home. But
at home, at home, you don't have to. I don't think you have to wear a mask at home. But it's what you get when you're out, and if you have company, it's what they may be bringing over. See, that we don't know. Well, they're okay. Everybody can't be okay. I mean, it's been too fast. I mean, I don't know, Scott. I'm like you. I really don't know the answer if the public don't take more cautions themselves. If they don't take more cautions themselves, it's only going to get worse. It's going to get worse. The colder it gets, the more we're going to stay in. So now this Thanksgiving is coming up. That will add icing to the cake. These get-togethers, you know, family members.
Well, I think we had too many things here. I think we had the weather got cold, and then I think we had Halloween, and then I think we had Election Day, and now we're having Thanksgiving. Now, this is all within the course of 30 days.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it now, somebody else is trying to call in. Why? If you've got something more important to talk about instead of dabbing with me. But I just kept sitting here listening, talking to yourself. I said, well, I got to call him, and he can get in there if he got something to say, too. I don't know, Scott. I truly don't know. Now, majority of these people will wear masks, yeah. Some of them wear it on their chin. Some of them wear it on the mouth. If you ain't got your mouth and nose covered, majority of people, I do all of my breathing really through my nose. I hardly ever breathe through my mouth. Well, if you ain't got your nose covered up, you must not have it on. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, hey, yeah, I'm wearing my mask. Well, if you got your nose covered, they ain't doing no good.
Well, it is interesting because yesterday, you know, this new mask order's in place where people have to wear it in the store, but I see a lot of people who wear it below their nose.
Well, now, you say, well, I got my mask on. Well, what do you got it on for? Just look at, or somebody to look at, say, hey, he's got his on. What are you going to do about your nose? If you got it over your mouth, you're going to breathe through your nose.
That's right.
If you haven't got it on, majority of people, well, like I say, majority of people will breathe through their nose. If they got a clear nose, they're going to get, you get good free air through your nose. But I don't know, Scott. I just don't understand people really. I mean, I could just say for myself, I'd never get in public whatsoever, around people whatsoever. And even if I am, I've got my mask on. I got my nose covered too. If I come up on a person, or, you know, get close to whatever, I'll go the other way or turn around or shun this guy that ain't got nothing on. So a lot of people look at me. I'm surprised. I'm an old fogey. I'm surprised somebody don't, you know, get right, you know. But I don't want to get in contact with anybody of Kahoot is, especially inside or close outside, without a mask on. I just won't do it. So if the people would come down to that, please wear their mask when they're in public. Hey, cover your dadgum nose up. Anybody should listen to me. You can get angry at me if you want to. Wear your dadgum mask when you're in the public. If you ain't got no respect for yourself, wait to respect somebody else.
Well, that's true, and I hope that we get better sense here. We'll find out what the governor has to say today, and hopefully he's got some kind of a plan that will be helpful with this. This curfew thing that I was reading about, I don't even know if that's going to happen, but that kind of was confusing to me about a business curfew from 10 o'clock at night till 6 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't seem to me like a lot of people are in the stores at that time.
Well, that's true, too. But, Scott, without closing things down, I don't want to see any store closed down or any whatever. Them people are open for the public, and they're open to, if you're open, you can help everybody. But if you're closed, you can't help nobody. When they catch these people, bars or restaurants, whatever they are, or little small stores or whatever, if they catch these people breaking the rules to a certain extent, they ought to close them for a period of while. Hey, just close them down. Just close. Hey, you're closed for so long. You know, maybe 2 days, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, whatever. That would help a lot. We gotta try to slow it down. And if we don't do what they're trying to tell us to do to help it, it is, Lord help us. Only thing I can say, Lord ever. Hey, God bless you. Take care and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, stay well, and I hope the wife feels better soon.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. And that's what we like, opinions galore here on the show. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 49 minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Do want to report, we just got a report that one of our listeners, Jeannie, out in Clarendon, reports that snow is on the ground out in Clarendon. I believe her porch is snow-covered at this point. And you know, when I was driving in this morning, I saw a few flakes kind of blowing around. But here we are, November 17th, and the snowflakes are flying. You know, I'm in a room with no windows, so I can't really see what's going on. But, you know, it's cold, and that's part of the problem, too, here with this whole COVID pandemic issue right now. But does anybody have any reports on the weather or thoughts on this press conference? Apparently, that's going to happen today at 2 o'clock about slowdown versus shutdown. What do you think that would entail, and is this going to work? Is this going to clear up the hospitals? Because that's what we have to do
You know, these people are human beings who work in these hospitals, and I don't know, you know, how long can you go? How long can you go? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I say, I always appreciate the calls because I don't have any inside information any more than you have. So your opinions, your thoughts on all this stuff are as good and in a lot of cases better than mine. So this is important stuff. This is where we are. Now, once we solve this problem, then we can go on and talk about something else. But it's a little bit of a problem right now. And the governor's trying to solve it. I think the medical people are trying to solve it. And hopefully, we will solve it. And not have casualties. We don't want casualties. And we don't want people to be sick. But I am still shocked to a great degree at the number of people I saw at the store yesterday. Was anybody else at the store yesterday to see the large amount of people who were out shopping? I was just really kind of shocked because we're hearing all these reports about how high the numbers are. We're hearing all these reports about new rules for the stores. We're hearing all these reports about possible shutdowns and slowdowns. Well, I'll tell you, the people going to the grocery store, they're not slowing down. And maybe that is Thanksgiving. You know, somebody said to me yesterday when I was at the grocery store, they said, now, is this panic buying or is this Thanksgiving buying? I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of the two. I know people are after the toilet paper again, and those limits have been put in place because of that. But people push those limits, which makes me think people are panic buying. You know, people come up and they say, well, you know, I've got my two toilet papers. Now, can I get two toilet papers and two paper towels, or how can I? So, you know, they're trying to buy the limit. Which means I think there is a level of panic buying in this whole mess. But, again, we will find out today what slowdown instead of shutdown means from the governor. And hopefully it's a plan that will be good for the businesses, good for the medical people, and good for all the citizens of Ohio. 740-383-9944. If you got an opinion, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you. And never feel that you have to give your name. Never feel that your opinion is anything but wanted on this show. Because we're friends here in the morning. That's why we do this show. We do this show to, as I say, educate and inform the people who are listening and the people who call in. And that's important to have input from all levels. Now, this was sad. I read this last night. Now, many of you know, for many years on this program, I don't know how many of you watched a show called Picket Fences. For years and years and years it was on. And there was a gentleman on that show named Fivish Finkel. He played the lawyer in the series Picket Fences. And he was on the show a lot. And he died back in 2016. I believe he was in his mid-90s when he died. Always a great guest. Good guy. And he had some sons who were in the entertainment profession. And one of them was a guy named Ian Finkel. And Ian was a very accomplished xylophonist. Apparently, they called him the best xylophonist in the world, because I don't think a whole lot of people play the xylophone anymore. And Ian probably would have been in his 70s, because Five-ish was in his 90s when he died 4 years ago. But Ian was still touring, still working nightclubs, still, you know, doing his thing. He was in the entertainment business. And I got a chance to talk to Ian a couple times. Very nice guy. He was usually the guy you dealt with when you were dealing with trying to get a hold of Five-ish. I'll come back to this momentarily. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, hi. I have an opinion about the whole lockdown, slowdown thing with the COVID-19.
Go right ahead.
I hope that nobody gets shut down. But in my opinion, if we don't shut down, the spread of the virus is going to keep spreading.
Do you think there's any alternative? Because apparently we're going to hear one today from the governor.
The alternative would be to, I mean, I know we have a mask mandate as of now, but like the gentleman was saying earlier, not everybody is wearing their masks. So I don't know what alternative there could be besides a mask shutdown.
Well, I think the problem is, I don't know if the economy could take another one, and I also don't know the people who work in these restaurants and bars and fitness centers. I'm not sure what they would do, and I think that's one of the big problems.
I 100% agree with that, but unless we could get everybody wearing a mask everywhere they go, until that point, the virus is going to keep spreading and spreading, and it's going to stay like this forever.
You know what I don't understand, and maybe you can help me with this. Now, I understand a restaurant, okay, because obviously you cannot put food in your mouth if you have a mask on. So I get why you have to take your mask off in the restaurant. I get that. But why in the fitness centers do people have to take their mask off? Because isn't that an elective thing to do?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Anywhere you go, I feel personally you should have a mask on. Doesn't matter if you're a fitness center, restaurant, bar. I mean, at a fitness center with all the sweat and everything, there's going to be more possibility of contracting the virus at a place like that than, say, somewhere at a bar where you just got people sitting around.
You know what I don't understand? Now, don't the fitness centers fall under the same policies that the grocery stores and department stores do, that you have to have a mask on?
They're supposed to be, yes, but I don't know. Maybe people say they can't breathe when they're like on a treadmill or doing that running or whatever it is they're doing. Maybe they're saying they're having a problem breathing with the mask on. But I personally feel without the mask, without everybody wearing one, it's going to come down to a complete shutdown again.
Well, how long do you think we can hold out? Because that's the question right now. Because apparently it's not going to happen this week as we thought. We're going to try this slowdown today. How long do you think we can keep going on with this?
I don't know. I mean, there's been too many deaths, too many confirmed cases. Both of my kids go to Marion City Schools. Thank heavens we've done the remote learning this whole time. But every day we're getting calls from the school info line where a teacher or student tested positive. My wife works at CYT, and there's always people not at work because they're out getting tested for the COVID-19, and it's everywhere. Like, my personal feeling, unless they do where, I don't even want to call it like a martial law because that'd be stupid, but if they don't make a mandate or make a law to where if you're not wearing a mask out in public, you get a fine, you get something, then it's going to come down to a complete and total shutdown.
We shall see what happens, that's for sure. Hey, I thank you for your opinion. Thank you for calling. Call anytime.
Yes, sir.
Stay well. Well, we're going to break. We'll be back in 15 minutes, 740-383-9944.
on 2020 on the $10 bill, and this summer they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years.
Well, the women that they lick with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good.